You're listening to SBS News.
As Australians bunker down for the Easter long weekend, the nation's coronavirus death toll has climbed to 56. A 91-year-old New South Wales woman is the latest to fall victim to COVID-19, taking the state's toll to 23. A further 44 cases of COVID-19 have been reported in New South Wales, taking the state's toll to 2,857 and the nation's number of infections to 6,290. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian thanked the community for staying home.
We don't want anyone unintentionally getting sick on Easter Sunday because they haven't appreciated the significance of having to really respect the restrictions. So I know this is a very different Easter for all of us. For many of us, including myself, but it's to keep the public safe. And I really want to thank the vast majority of our citizens who've done an amazing job and encourage you to continue because it's so important.
Meanwhile, Victoria's coronavirus death toll has risen to 14, with the death of a man in his 80s in hospital on Good Friday. The number of new infections in the state has risen to 1,265. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Nick Coatsworth urges Australians to sustain social distancing measures.
We have asked you to change the way we live as Australians essentially overnight. We've come together as Australians and done just that. But we need to sustain those gains. We need to keep those number of cases low. We need to have that opportunity now to chart our way through and out the other side of this COVID-19 epidemic.
Tasmania has stepped up quarantine measures in the state's northwest after a coronavirus outbreak in two hospitals. 38 people linked to the Northwest Regional Hospital and the Northwest Private Hospital in Burnie, 26 of them healthcare workers, have tested positive to COVID-19. Those in the households of quarantined hospital patients and workers have been told to self-isolate. Around 120 staff from the facilities have already been stood down and told to self-isolate. Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin is likening his government's strategy to mitigate the outbreak to putting up a ring fence.
The staff and frontline health workers on the northwest coast, this is a particularly difficult time for you. We understand that it's a particularly difficult time for the community in which you're embedded in. We will do everything that we possibly can to support you. Ring fencing is what we need to do, and ring fencing is what we are going to do.
Overall, there have been 122 COVID-19 cases in Tasmania. 4 people have died and 52 people have recovered. Meanwhile, hundreds of Australian travellers being kept in quarantine in Sydney hotels were allowed to leave today. About 1,300 people who arrived in Sydney after the March 29 deadline are finishing their 14 days in quarantine. They will undergo a final health check before being allowed to leave for their homes around the country. Police are being assisted by the Australian Defence Force, health authorities and hotel staff in overseeing the departures. After leaving the Ibis Hotel, one traveller says he's pleased to be out.
After the first week and a half, it was a bit of a blur, so we kind of got used to it and used to the taste of the food and the instant coffee, but yeah, it was all right. It's a funny feeling with all this open space that, it's just good. Very good.
Turning to overseas, and 96 Australians have been evacuated from a cruise ship that has been stranded near Uruguay. 112 people, 96 Australians and 16 New Zealanders, have been taken off the Greg Mortimer, a ship operated by Aurora Expeditions, bound for Antarctica and South Georgia. After navigating strict and unprecedented biosecurity measures, the Australian and New Zealanders will be flown from Montevideo, Uruguay's capital, to Melbourne on a plane from Portugal. Uruguay's Foreign Minister, Ernesto Talvi, says many bodies have worked together to make this flight possible.
La colaboración con las autoridades australianas fue muy, muy estrecha.
We worked very closely with the Australian authorities and together with the cruise company who set up the medical flight from Portugal. It's important to recognise the internal work of the Defence Ministry, the National Army and the Prefecture.
Esta operación y aquí internamente, y es muy importante reconocerlo,
The federal government has also announced $100 million to fund Australian charities amid the coronavirus crisis. The community support package will help more than 300 charities and community organisations facing economic downturn due to COVID-19. Families and Social Services Minister Anne Rustin says a new national coordination group will help identify emergency issues.
I'd like to really thank the emergency relief sector and the food relief sector for their extraordinary work in pulling this all together, and also acknowledge the extraordinary challenges that they're facing as they try and support vulnerable Australians through this crisis. You know, we understand that they've had a significant reduction in their ability to fundraise, both because of people's inability to be able to support them, but also their capacity to actually run events.
Ms. Rustin says a further $100 million will be allocated over the next 6 months where it is needed. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.